rescue via a moat on Maritza Melton. Officials and survivors say the volcanic eruption in Congo and the ensuing chaos have killed at least 15 people and that more than 500 homes have been destroyed. The United Nations Children's Agency said Sunday that the eruption of Mount Nyiragongo on Saturday night sent around 5,000 people in the city of Goma fleeing across the nearby border into Rwanda. More than 170 people were still feared missing on Sunday. UNICEF officials said they were organizing transit centers to help unaccompanied children in the wake of the disaster. The city of Goma ultimately was largely spared the mass destruction it suffered the last time the volcano erupted, which was in 2002. Israeli police on Sunday escorted more than 120 Jewish visitors to a Flashpoint holy site in Jerusalem, where police actions in recent weeks have ignited protests and violence that triggered war in Gaza. This according to the Islamic Authority overseeing the site. The authority said police had cleared young Palestinians out of the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and barred entry to Muslims under the age of 45. Muslims who entered were required to leave their IDs with police at the entrance to the mosque. Israeli police denied there was any age restriction. They said they arrested five suspects who, violated the public order. Israeli police had briefly clashed with Palestinian protesters after Friday prayers in an early test for a ceasefire that took effect hours earlier. The Islamic Authority said Sunday it was the first time Jews had been allowed to visit the site since May the 4th. That's a week before the war broke out. And Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is reaffirming U.S. support for a two-state solution as the only way to provide hope to Israelis and Palestinians. This is VOA News.